dropping like flies. This is where you have to race alone, and Armstrong's gone.
A big move by Lance this, and no reply coming at all from Jan Ulrich. Ulrich has got no answer to this acceleration by Lance Armstrong. So
Lance Armstrong's journey from death's door to the top of the podium year after year at the Tour de France seemed like one of the greatest stories in sporting history.
He took a look straight into the eyes there of Jan Ulrich and said, well, here I go, are you coming or not? And the answer is not.
This is in 2009, 4 years after retiring, Armstrong returned to compete in the Tour once more. The filmmaker Alex Gibney was asked to chronicle the comeback and was given rare access to Armstrong's inner circle. He compares the experience to being embedded with the military in a war zone.
When you're with a group of soldiers in Iraq or Afghanistan, you're going to end up feeling very much a part of their unit. I don't think that's necessarily wrong. The trick is, how do you come out of that with some broader perspective? You know, how do you maintain your perspective? But while you're in the middle of it, it's intoxicating.
Everybody wants to know what I'm on. What am I on? I'm on my bike, busting my ass 6 hours a day. What are you on?
In the courts, the media, and in TV commercials like this one, Lance Armstrong's answer to questions about whether he was riding clean never wavered.
We're sick and tired of these allegations, and we're going to do everything we can to fight them. They're absolutely untrue.
I've never taken performance-enhancing drugs.
I've said it for 7 years. I've said it for longer than 7 years. I have never doped.
Watching him, Alex Gibney felt Armstrong could mold the truth to fit his heroic storyline.
I think that the truth in the mind of somebody who is a master storyteller does become elastic. There's a moment in the film where Lance turns to me after he loses on Verbier to Alberto Contador and says, you know, I'm sorry, I screwed up your documentary.
El ganador de la etapa y el nuevo líder del Tour de Francia 2009, Alberto Contador.
I think that that was Lance's way of saying, you came to me to deliver the fairy tale myth, and I failed. I'm not going to win. I'm not going to be first. I'm sorry.
After Armstrong's third place comeback in 2009, the myth began to disintegrate. Former teammates went public with allegations of drug use. He was accused of running the most sophisticated doping scheme in sporting history, something he finally admitted last January to the talk show host Oprah Winfrey.
Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Following the Oprah interview, Alex Gibney realized that he too had been taken in by the Armstrong lie. It left him with mixed feelings towards his subject.
I did two interviews with Lance after Oprah, one right after and one in May of this year. I told him forthrightly that I had some sympathy for him in the sense that I felt that he was the best of a dirty era as an athlete, but I was also very honest with him about the fact that I was appalled by his abuse of power and the magnitude of his lie.
Lance Armstrong's reputation as the greatest athlete of his generation now lies in ruins. He's been stripped of his 7 tour titles and banned from competitive cycling for life. Nevertheless, Alex Gibney believes Armstrong could one day make a comeback as a public figure, but only after accepting that he won't always achieve perfection.
While we all like fairy tales, we all like inspirational stories, I don't think that's an excuse for a lack of honesty. You know, at the end of the day, there can be inspirational stories that are messy. When we're told stories that are too good to be true, maybe we should say to ourselves, maybe this is too good to be true.
Is there any stopping Lance Armstrong in this Tour de France? And the answer is no, there is not. That was unbelievable.
There is Landis. That is the man that gave Armstrong the victory of the stage.